In recent years, the classical music world has owed a debt of gratitude to the country of Venezuela. Its youth orchestra program, El Sistema, has produced a host of up-and-coming talents, including, of course, its most famous graduate, L.A. Philharmonic conductor Gustavo Dudamel. Now, another Venezuelan is starting to get a lot of attention, Vanessa Perez. Vanessa Perez began making international appearances at the age of 8. When she was just 14 years old, she met the legendary pianist Claudio Arrau, and he was blown away. He said her technique, her musicality, her intelligent approach to the music she plays, well, it made a profound impression on him. And that praise carried Vanessa Perez to a new level. She's now a veteran pianist, and she's just released a new album of Chopin's Complete Preludes. Vanessa Perez stopped by NPR on a recent visit to Washington, D.C., and we asked her to join us right in NPR's performance studio. Vanessa Perez, thank you so much for joining me here at NPR's Grand Piano in Studio 4A.
Thank you.
For people who don't play piano, and can you explain why Chopin's preludes are particularly worthy of the treatment that you've given them on this record? Because it is a record of Chopin preludes.
His melodies are some of the most gorgeous melodies ever written. He was the poet of the piano. And he speaks through the piano in such an intimate way that he is his voice. And there's this constant longing and nostalgia that I think that's why even when I'm in the audience listening and the interpreter is about to play Chopin, you feel immediately a sense of, it's like your home. It's like, you are on earth.
Yeah.
When you hear his music because of its beauty, if its line, of what it touches in your heart.
And a lot of people think of him primarily as a composer, but he was a virtuoso pianist
yes.
as well. Franz Liszt wrote a biography
yes.
about him.
Yes, he was a virtuoso in a different way than Franz Liszt. Franz Liszt was the flamboyant.
Yes, the rock star of his
extra
age.
He added things to make everything even more flashy.
Yeah.
And Chopin, in these preludes, he uses technique to actually, is all in service of the music. So the difficulties that one encounters, which some are very challenging, you'll be running all over the piano, but it's in the service of that emotion that he wants to convey.
Well, Vanessa, it would be a waste to have you here in NPR's performance studio without asking if you could perform one of those preludes. Can you tell us which one you'll start with?
I will start with the E minor sostenuto prelude, number 4.
It was absolutely beautiful. That's Vanessa Perez here in NPR's Performance Studio 4A playing Chopin's Sostenuto Prelude number 4 in E minor. In the booklet
yes.
that is in the CD, Chopin is described as someone who refuses to be predictable.
Yes.
Can you explain that to me and maybe even show me on the piano what that means?
Well, he goes from one atmosphere to another. He can be in, and I'll show you now, he can be in a very hopeful state, and in a matter of seconds, he goes to the underworld. The famous raindrop prelude, that with just one note, he goes from one harmony to another, but he keeps the same note. So this is the raindrop. So we're in hope. Now we're not. So we go to the darkest underworld, and then after that, to prayer. But there's threat.
It is
a genius.
incredible. It really is. And it's so powerful. I mean, you're a bit yes. You're even a bit emotional.
Yeah, it's
it really
it's
a, is.
It's
yeah,
a, it's just that it never ceases to. I'm at home practicing, and I'm like, how
just
did
weep.
He think? Yeah. How did he do this?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about your background because you were born in the U.S. in Miami.
Yes.
But you were raised
in Venezuela.
In Venezuela.
My father is Venezuelan. I'm Venezuelan American. I have both citizenships.
Were you one of those kids whose parents forced her to play the piano?
No.
No. They didn't sit on you and say, practice, practice, practice.
Well, they did. Actually,
they did
my
that.
Mom did. I think for all disciplines, because at the end, music is a discipline, you need a parent to be saying, okay, you need to practice this much because otherwise you won't see the progress. A lot of children were making music there. Our concert halls are full of young people. Some of them feel like rock concerts there.
Wow.
So no, I was forced to practice longer than I wanted to,
but it was you who wanted to
all the time.
And
actually the threats were, if you don't practice as much as I want you to, my mother, I'm calling your piano teacher right now, and that would make me just run back.
Were you always sort of made to play the piano for your parents' friends growing
up? Oh my God. Yes, I was the entertainment.
They had
of the
to show
house.
You off.
Yes, that part I wasn't always crazy about, I have to say, because I felt like, no, this is abuse. I'm not a monkey. But but it was fun, too. But yes, sometimes it was constant. Any visit that we had at home, Vanessa. So
I was reading about an encounter you had, a person you met. When you were just 14 years old, one of the great pianists of the 20th
century. It was with Claudia Rao. That encounter was what gave me strength throughout the years, to see somebody so great, so humble, though, and to have these conversations and see that this genius man was so approachable, so down to earth, and gave me such words of inspiration and encouragement. For someone like that to believe in you changes your life, because you feel, okay, if he believes in me, I can do things. And so even if life, you know, sometimes as it does hits you, you can go on, you know.
He died just 2 years later.
Yes, shortly after.
It's amazing how those encounters can have such a profound effect on musicians. We talked to a jazz musician, Christian McBride, a couple months ago, and he talked about meeting Wynton Marsalis, and it changed his life. Those moments and what those people say to you can really
change everything. Yes, forever. Actually, he gave me advice too that I was not getting at the time. My piano teachers at the time were very like, your piano's your husband and you don't look. And he was actually, no, enjoy look everywhere. This is what's going to nurture everything, every part. And so after that, nobody could tell me that again.
Vanessa Perez's new record is called Chopin, The Complete Preludes. It is out now. Vanessa Perez, it has been an absolute pleasure having you come into Studio 4A. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And would you be so kind as to leave us with one more performance?
Yes. I will play number 24, D minor. This was a very fateful prelude. In a way, contrasting to the minor sostenuto, there's a more desperate sentiment.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, Highlights of the Show. It's called Weekends on All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. And for audio outtakes from interviews on this program and previews of what's coming up, you can follow me on Twitter at NPRGUYRAZ. We're back on the radio next weekend with more news stories and music. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.